kind of dance do you do?
I don't do it. I watch it.
You watch
like
it?
Watching people dance. Mm.
Any particular type of dance?
Interpretive.
Interesting. What's the difference between noise and music, Cass?
There is no difference, Walker. Just the structure of the recording.
What is time?
Anything else.
How's that?
So we created the concept of trees.
The word tree, but not the tree itself.
Well, we didn't create duration. No. We call it time. We live through it. Right?
I suppose. What is love?
I don't know.
No. Do any of us really?
Truly? Some people think they know.
But they're wrong.
If I were to think I didn't know, or if I were to think that it didn't exist, then that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Yeah?
Now, Cass, have you ever felt love before?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I had a feeling that I called love, and I told people I loved them. But it might be something other than love. And love is the only word I have to identify it.
So tell me, what's the difference between a romantic relationship and a platonic relationship?
Sexual intercourse.
So, through all these questions, what medium do you think processing?
You know Jackson Pollock? Jackson Pollock, the painter. When you ask me these questions, it's kind of like I'm the canvas and you're Pollock, and you're tossing paint on me, and I'm absorbing it, and then letting myself be seen.
So on a day-to-day basis, Cass, are you constantly interpreting the way people question you and you interact with people as a Jackson Pollock painting?
I'd say it's something like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Okay. That was Danny Brown with Torture. Is he your favorite painter, or just your favorite painter to reference in terms of the medium and the way you think? Featuring the wonderful John Coltrane.
From here we're going to slow the show down. No comment.
Do you like painting?
Sure. Next up we have Frank. Do you?
No, I'm not. It's not my strong suit. I prefer to draw. Let's do it. So in this show, we'll typically talk with our guests about something, as we've been talking about, a bit random, but the main focus is music, playing music. I understand back in the day you were in a band.
This is true.
Yeah, so...
How do you know?
I just know.
Who are your sources?
This guy named Michael Cassioppo told me that you, Cass, were in a band.
Interesting. Go on.
What instrument did you play in the band?
The guitar.
The guitar. But you also are quite the drummer, I hear, too.
say that.
You wouldn't say that.
No.
But the show, you will be playing the drums for us in the second half.
Listen, Walker, I like rhythm, okay?
You like the rhythm. Okay. So you played rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
The genre of music you were playing, what did it involve?
It involved two guitars. A lot of reverb.
Okay.
A bassist.
Who slapped
that thing.
Yeah.
He slapped that thing.
So was it kind of like a psychedelic kind of dissonant sound that you guys played?
I'd say the word Baroque. Be best suited to describe our music.
Can you embellish on that?
No.
Okay. That's fair. So what was this band's name?
Mercury Wells.
With that many Mercuries.
Mm-hmm.
How many Mercuries was that?
Four.
Four Mercuries and then Wells.
Mm-hmm.
Intriguing. In your time with this band, how did you feel? What did it make you feel when you were playing that rhythm guitar?
I felt like I was having sex on the beach. Felt like I was dancing under a full moon.
When you play music, do you dance? Do you have the need to move your body as you play?
Absolutely.
Does it relate back to your enjoyment of interpretive dancing? Do you interpret the music through your emotions?
I interpret, other people interpret the music through dance.
Well, I myself play a decent amount of music, so I can relate to your interest in movement and rhythm. I play a lot of guitar myself. I have since I was, I think 13 now. Took a guitar class in my middle school.
Walker, can I ask you something?
Of course.
Who's interviewing who here?
It's a conversation.
Now, Walker, where did you grow up?
I grew up in South Berwick, Maine, Cass.
Do you like to drink, Walker?
I love water.
What's your favorite Grateful Dead song?
Grateful Dead song? How did you know that I like the Grateful Dead?
Michael Cassioppo told me.
Oh. Interesting. My favorite Grateful Dead song would have to be probably Franklin's Tower. You know the song?
No.
No.
Who's your favorite Dead?
Jerry Garcia.
Favorite Beatle?
George Harrison.
We have Mountain in the studio right now. Mountain, why don't you give the listener a...
Hello. I've been setting up the instruments that we're going to play today for the second half of our show. Mike will be on the drums, and Walker will be playing the guitar, and I will be playing bass. And also, I have pre-recorded some rhythm guitar that will be looping in the background.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yes, we'll be playing jazz, you could say. Yeah, jazz type music.
I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say that. What would you describe it as? Nothing. Space?
Mm-mm.
Jam?
Noise.
Noise. Right. Back to my question about music versus noise.
Mm-hmm.
You really think all music is just noise? There's no structure to it. It's just
there
this.
There is structure to it.
There is structure. But does noise have structure?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. So music has structure sometimes? Or always? And doesn't that make a difference between the two?
Yeah. Well, Walker, you know, even a unique structure is still considered a structure. A structure that doesn't look like any other structure that's ever existed.
Okay.
So I feel comfortable saying yes. Now, do you remember the question that you had for me?
The structure versus music and mm-hmm. noise, yeah. Okay. That's fair. So, Cass, what are your primary interests here at Hampshire College, past music?
Have you ever flown before, Walker?
In what way? On a plane?
Mm-mm.
Just in the sky?
Mm-hmm.
I must admit, I have not.
Have you ever fallen from a great height?
No more than 6 feet.
Have you ever jumped from a great height?
No more than 6 feet.
I'm interested in the feeling one gets right before they hit the ground. I think that's why I'm here at Hampshire.
So here at Hampshire we have divisions. So your Div 3 will be about the feeling before you hit the ground.
More or less, Walker. More or less.
Yes. Intriguing. Is this an emotional feeling or a physical feeling?
What's the difference, Walker?
One's in your mind and one's... You feel it.
Where do these nerve endings all join?
Join the mind.
Case in point, Walker. Case in point.
Mm. But you feel it. You feel it in a different way.
Mm.
You're saying that emotion and physicalness is the same thing, just because it's connected in the mind.
Walker, took the mind out of the body and threw it down a well. Would it feel it?
I don't have the answer to that question. What do you think would happen if you took the mind out of the body and threw it down a well?
I don't think it would feel anything.
I could agree with that. Why would it not feel anything?
Because it doesn't have a mind, Walker.
So, back to this band you played in. Was it the only band you played in?
Mm-hmm.
Did you sing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Always were singing? Or was it a balance between you and others?
It was a bit of a McCartney-Lennon dynamic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, are you a Beatles fan over there? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite Beatle? You asked me, I'll ask you.
Paul McCartney.
Mm. Why Paul?
He was theatrical.
Theatrical.
Mm-hmm. When it wasn't cool to be theatrical.
Interesting. Mm. Do you have a favorite song by the Beatles? Cass.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Wish You Were Here.
I believe that's by Pink Floyd.
No comment.
Okay, that's fair. So were you covering songs in this band? Or were you making new music?
False dichotomy, Walker. We were doing both.
Okay. Mix around.
Mm-hmm.
Were you interpreting the songs you covered in a style that reflected what the band wanted to do?
No.
You very much...
We only did one song. We only did an alternative version of one song, which was a song by Wilco.
I don't know Wilco.
You don't know Wilco?
No.
Welcome to the 21st century, Walker.
Wow.
Now, we also covered I Want You by the Beatles.
Okay, I know that one.
We covered a few Mac DeMarco songs.
What songs by Mac?
Blue Boy.
Okay.
And My Kind of Woman.
Mm.
Do you have any other questions for me, Walker?
I think we're going to start to wrap up fairly soon and transition to the music part of the show.
All right. Yeah. What do you think of Osmosis?
I'm not knowledgeable enough on the subject to comment. Do you have thoughts on Osmosis yourself?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Do you have any fears?
Do I have fears?
Mm-hmm.
I have many. I probably couldn't think of them all right now, and some of them I probably don't know.
Do you have the fear of not being able to think of fears?
Yes.
I think that's a good place to stop.
looks like it's time for the musical half of our show. So we'll just be working out a few kinks in the sound, and then we'll come in with our live set. All right, Walker, can you get some strumming going on? All right, I think we're ready.
Okay.
Yeah. thank you for bearing with us through our first piece. There were some technical difficulties along the way. We'll show you our next. show. That will wrap it up for today. We'll leave you with some jazz.